You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
The word is fuzzing. Spelled F as in FTP, U as in Unix, Z as in zero day, Z as in zombies, I as in intrusion detection, N as in non-repudiation, and G as in GNU. Definition: an automatic software bug and vulnerability discovery technique that inputs invalid, unexpected, and/or random data, or fuzz, into a program and then monitors the program's reaction to it. Example sentence: fuzzing is about throwing random objects at a piece of software to see what breaks. Origin and context. According to Gerald Weinberg, author of the book Perfect Software and Other Illusions About Testing, the idea of using random data to test programs has been around since the 1950s, when programmers used discarded punch card decks taken out of the trash as input to their programs. In 1981, Joe Duran and Simeon Tafos published a paper called A Report on Random Testing that argued for this kind of automatic investigation in conjunction with other formalized testing methods to find software errors. The software development community roundly criticized the paper because it didn't provide a formal and provable method. According to Andy Greenberg at Wired, by 1987, the situation hadn't got much better. Professor Barton Miller from the University of Wisconsin at Madison and his students developed the first purpose-built fuzzing tool to find software security flaws. The programming community didn't like his paper either. They're writing it because it didn't have a formal model. As the software tester community rejected the practice, security researchers and criminal hackers picked it up as a faster way to find software vulnerabilities that could be turned into exploits. This kind of work can be very lucrative. Today, according to Maria Korolov at CSO Magazine, brokers sell high-value exploits for as high as $2 million. The first step at finding those exploits is fuzzing. Nerd Reference. In Season 3, Episode 9 of Mr. Robot, Elliot, played by Rami Malek, realizes that the Dark Army has compromised his laptop. He wants to hack back to get access to their systems. He fires up a real-world fuzzer program called American Fuzzy Lop and points it at another real-world program called Events. Events is a PDF reader that comes with many Linux operating systems. After finding a vulnerability in Events, Elliot creates a malicious PDF that, according to Corey Nackreiner, the CTO of WatchGuard Technologies, contains some sort of shell code that will allow Elliot to take over any Linux computer that opens that file with Events. We'll be right back.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.